And welcome to Plantacita. I must have recorded this intro about a thousand million times. But we are here. And my name is Linda Mindeville. I'm so happy to be recording this. And now I sound like an automated recording message system. Oh God. You don't understand? This is so hard. But I'm just so happy to be doing this. I'm so excited. Thank you for clicking, I guess, and listening now. Well, this is awkward. Thank you so much. I hope that you can get something out of this. When I started Plantacita, I have no intentions of where this is going. I just wanted to create a space where I can be myself wholeheartedly, connect with people with similar interests, and tell my story and share my experience, and hopefully I can find other people that can connect to that, and I really hope that I can achieve that. Either way, I'm really having a blast doing this, and it makes me so happy. And I just want to keep doing things that make me happy, and that is ultimately the goal. And I do not take this for granted. I know this is a complete privilege to be able to just wake up and just turn a mic on and start talking. Like, I'm definitely aware of the privilege that is, so I hope that I can do a good job of it, and you can get something out of this, so thank you. So just a disclaimer, I will be reading my blog post, so it's going to be a long take, so it's not going to be perfect, and that's the way I like it. I like to call it a blonologue, so it's like a blog / monologue. And it'll be fun to hear, and I hope that you enjoy it. So I got Chinese food on the way. I got my glass of wine. I suggest you do the same. Go get your favorite glass of wine and listen. Be free and have fun and be you. Let's go. The Thanksgiving Cactus That Gave, written by Linda Mindeville. 'Tis the season to grow and glow. LM. Who would have thought that one day I would have the courage to start a blog? It sounds simple, and it's not fascinating at all, but I have had a long battle with finding how I can express myself. All my life, I have been the most boisterous, yet fearful, expressive, yet aloof, and at last, the most oxymoronic person I know. And I'll tell you why. I was always called a motormouth or a chatterbox growing up until the stifling realities of society shut me up. Also, I grew up in a Caribbean home where expressing yourself was more like talking back, and if you were brave enough to speak up, you got a chancleta to your head. Chancla throwing should be an Olympic sport. There, I said it. My family migrated from Cuba, my dad, and Puerto Rico, my mom, in the late 1960s, and landed in the Big Apple, New York City. Back when the words spick and many other racial slurs were used quite often, and foreigners were not welcome. Sound familiar? Now, how is this all integral to my story? Well, I realized my family's nature to conceal, hide, and to suppress had a lot to do with the fact that they had to learn how to fit and blend in for their survival in the white man's America. Now that was a mouthful, so I'll say it again. I realized my family's nature to conceal, hide, and to suppress had a lot to do with the fact that they had to learn how to fit and blend for their survival in the white man's America, even if a part of them died. It's 1,614 miles from Puerto Rico to New York. It's 1,343 miles from Cuba to New York. Distance from the homeland does something to you. Colonization, forced migration, ancestral intergenerational trauma, the list goes on. All that fucks you up. I was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York, a proud New Yorker and second-generation Puerto Rican Cuban. I thought I knew who I was, but my sense of identity was more like Play-Doh that was left out to dry. My heart yearned for something more. There was a hole in my soul. I admit it. I was lost. I couldn't find my voice. I don't know if I will. Seems so finite to say I have found my voice. But the last few years, months, days have led me to type, type, type on this keyboard. And plants have a lot to do with it. Seems so trivial and mundane, but yes, planting has connected me to something, to nature, to Mother Earth, to my ancestors and spiritual guides, to the Orishas. It all started when my dear aunt-in-law, an immigrant from Iran, with a brilliant green thumb who had soiled her roots in America, had gifted me this Thanksgiving cactus. I thought, what a sweet but daunting gift to give to someone. My heart burned, and sure enough, the anxiety kicked in, or, how I like to call it, the burundanga. In lightning speed, the thoughts came. Oh damn, now I gotta take care of this? But how? Where am I gonna put this? How much water does it need? I'm gonna kill it! I can't do this! Fear, fear, fear. With a side of laziness. Now at this point, I had no desire to start planting, let alone take care of a plant. It was work, time, and energy that I didn't want to commit to. It was there, and it was mine. I was annoyed. I neglected her until her leaves shriveled up and she looked like she was yelling, "Help me, bitch!" Then I felt bad. This poor plant got a shitty owner. A owner who barely owns herself, takes care of herself, loves herself. I remember lazily pouring water into the soil as I lazily sat on the couch with a damp terracotta pot in my hands. Then I saw her foliage, her deep green color, her growth, her sturdiness, her pointy edges. She took up space and didn't apologize for it. I was in awe. I was fascinated. This beautiful living thing, and I almost left her to die. This beautiful living thing, and I almost left her to die. This damn plant was me! In this moment, my mind drew up all the ways I have left myself for near death, all the ways I have stunted my shining spirit. I kept neglecting all the healthy ways I knew how to help myself. I was aware of all the triggers and ways I hurt myself daily, and I still digged and digged into a self-deprecating depression. Fear, self-loathing, afraid to take up space, afraid to be big, afraid to be beautiful, afraid to speak up, afraid to take risks, afraid to look stupid, afraid to be alone, afraid to fail, afraid to be me. Dancing with my fears and demons and regrets is all too familiar. I wanted to shake off this burundanga so bad, I was in a very comfortable stupor of smallness. Hence my long ass and much needed intro. A week goes by. I see a cute little leaf, then another. She was growing, flourishing, thriving. In that instant, I felt it, this little tickle inside of me. Was this joy? Because the smile and excitement on my face would not go away. All I wanted to do was document, show, and tell everyone, look what I can do. If I can take care of a plant, give the attention, the care, and love it needed, and it grew, blossomed, and survived, could it be possible that I can do that for myself? Hey, small steps, people, we will get there. All jokes aside, this was a huge step forward for me. Plants have healing powers. It has been my gateway to my nasket the ipsoma, know thyself. Unanticipated plant care turned into a self-care everything lesson. It's been a transformative experience, and this is just the beginning. Am I cured? No, nor do I think there's such a thing. What I do know is that I want to learn and discover more. I want to stretch my limbs as far as they can go. It has definitely helped me with self-acceptance, self-understanding, self-love. I know what I need to work on, and it's okay to admit you need a little help. Life is a journey. You gotta find your way to deal with shit. It has helped me redirect my energy, refresh my soul, reinvigorate my passions and creativity, reevaluate how I can improve my self-care regimen. I found my inner Rihanna. See what I did there? Add all re-prefix words, and I felt that. There is a very fulfilling feeling happening, and I must follow it. We're all trying to figure out this thing called life. Some of us may get it right and others will not. Find your groove. For what it's worth, I hope you can get something out of this. I hope you can step outside your comfort zone and say, fuck fear, it don't live here anymore. The grass is greener on the other side. And it's freedom, babe. It's freedom. So the lingering question is, who and what can heal you? Only you know the answer to that. Thank you all for listening. And until the next time, let's keep growing and glowing, people. You're hurt.